From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. How about a boa burger? Or snake steak? As the world's population looks for more sources of protein, snakes and the constrictor family may be the perfect choice. That's because, over millions of years, they've evolved to grow and maintain a healthy body weight while eating little. Recently, researchers studied Burmese and reticulated pythons bred for consumption in snake farms in Vietnam and Thailand. On a diet of wild rodents, pork byproducts, and fish pellets, they added half a pound of body weight a week, converting feed into edible protein more efficiently than beef, pork, chicken, salmon, or even crickets, as we discussed on another EarthDate. They produce less feces and greenhouse gases than those protein sources, too. They drank the dew that formed on their scales and didn't need additional water. They thrived in heat and maintained their weight during fasting. They didn't transmit diseases like bird flu. The scientists concluded that if it could be scaled up, python ranching could provide a sustainable protein source that supports local farmers while preserving wild snake populations and habitats. Snake meat is already popular in Asian countries and is available in some gourmet food stores here, too. It tastes a lot like chicken and can even be prepared using similar recipes. So you might consider making some python piccata or anaconda adobo to give this protein of the future a try. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.